Good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for joining us for this edition of the KTH 910 AM Interview of the Week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hope your weekend is going well. I want to thank Diane Xavier for running the board. My name is Dave Palmer, host of this program, and I've got an interesting topic that I think is going to resonate with a lot of people, especially if you have a great devotion to Saint Mother Teresa, and perhaps you remember the great work that she did in India. My guest is the program director and president of a new organization called Project Finding Calcutta. You can find them online at projectfindingcalcutta.com. We have a lot to talk about because you're probably learning about this organization for the first time. They've got an event coming up in September. They also have a prayer campaign for all that's going on in India right now with the ravage of COVID. You might have heard in the news. My guest is Anand Bhimrasetty. And as I mentioned, President, Program Director of Project Finding Calcutta. Anand, thanks for being with us. I hope I got your name close to right. Welcome.
You got it right.
Okay.
You got it right. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Yes. Now, you're of Indian nationality, and I presume have a great devotion to the work that Saint Mother Teresa did in India. I know it's a new organization, just kind of getting started, but can you tell us the kind of the mission and purpose and a little bit of background about Project Finding Calcutta?
Absolutely. So Project Finding Calcutta is, again, an inspiration from Mother Teresa. And she has done so much and so well and inspired so many people all over the world. And in fact, my encounter with her, I've had one. As a child, I had a chance to meet her briefly. But then again, I really fell in love with her when I led a mission trip from the United States to Calcutta. And when I saw the work of the Missionaries of Charity Sisters and what I have seen Mother Teresa started, it just moved me to tears. And I said, I have to do something like this in the United States, and really went after Mother Teresa's quote, which is, go find your own Calcutta right where you are. So here we are in Dallas trying to find Calcutta, and Calcutta, as you know, is not a place necessarily in this particular quotation from Mother Teresa. We are trying to find the poor, the sick, and the lonely, and love them right where we are. Sometimes they're poor financially, but sometimes they're not. Maybe they're just emotionally poor.
Yeah.
So that is how we started, and that is the beginnings. And the other question you asked, I guess, is yes, I am from India. I was born and brought up. I moved to United States in 98 to do some IT work, but now I'm working for the church.
Mm, praise God. And on the website, which I visited, projectfindingcalcutta.com, it says, our mission is to quench the thirst of Jesus Christ by mobilizing volunteers into charitable works locally. And you already kind of explained this, where Calcutta is a city in India, but of course we all have our Calcuttas probably within a few miles of our house where the needs are. So from a practical standpoint, what are you asking folks to do who are listening? How can they get involved?
Yes. Something my wife and I, 2 years ago, we were really longing to serve, and we wanted to do volunteer work, and weekdays are really difficult, especially with children. So we were looking for opportunities on Saturday mornings, and they were really hard to find. So we just started visiting some nursing homes, and that kind of gave the idea, perhaps maybe there are other families, other young adults, just other people in general that are Catholic, that are frequenting sacraments, but would love to serve the poor and love the neighbor. And opportunities are kind of hard to find online. A lot of times they are, there is a long process. You have to sign up, and it takes a few weeks to go through all the, you know, checks and balances. So we wanted to create a system where people could just show up and serve. And of course, all the children must come with parents. But we also wanted to provide an opportunity that is family friendly. So that's how it started. And we usually meet right after Mass on Saturday morning. It changes from location, changes from parish to parish, depending on the week. On Saturdays, we meet at 9 o'clock, and we begin with a light breakfast, which Mother Teresa used to serve to her volunteers in India, in Calcutta. And then we say some prayers and read a reflection from Mother Teresa. and a quick orientation on different opportunities we have for that particular day. Usually we go to 4 to 5 different places. Sometimes, say we have 50 people, we split them into groups of 10, and the 5 groups will go to 5 different locations. A group will go downtown and hand out lunches and talk to the homeless and really have, even if it is for 10 minutes, but have a meaningful conversation and to encounter Christ in that moment. We send some people to Dallas Life or some other homeless shelter in town. We help with assembling beds or serving meals. And then we also go to visit Missionaries of Charity Sisters right here in Dallas. And they take care of a lot of low-income families in that neighborhood. And we help them however they need help. And so sometimes we go to nursing homes. Well, we used to visit the elderly, but now due to COVID, we are helping nursing homes where we are building gardens so people can come. The elderly can relax there after we finish the work. So these are some of the opportunities. So families and young adults, anybody can just show up at 9 o'clock. I mean, then it will be ideal if they sign up beforehand on the website. But when they show up, they can also pick and choose where they would like to go. And some places are family-friendly and some places are not. So they have options.
Very nice. Yeah, my family and I often pray it in the evening that God will reveal opportunities for us to perform corporal works of mercy. And so this is really an answer to prayer because, you know, we sometimes don't know what to do, as you mentioned, and this gives us an opportunity. So this is every Saturday. Of course, we're in the 3 o'clock hour on Saturday, so the opportunity for today has already passed. But next Saturday or the following, pretty much any Saturday, they should just go to the website, find out where you're going to be and sign up and show up, right?
That's pretty much it. And it's almost every Saturday. Right now we are rotating between about 4 or 5 parishes. But as we have more parishes interested in collaborating with us, we would love to work out of every parish. And that place is really a meeting place. Where we pray, we do the orientation, and then go out. But right now, we are definitely 3 out of 4 Saturdays we are doing it, and some Saturdays are still open. So if any parishes and priests and pastors are listening, would love to be in your parking lot.
Yeah, very nice. And let's talk about the event in September. That it's still, you know, months away, but you know, time flies by so fast. It's called An Evening with Mother Teresa. What do you know so far about that, and how can people be involved?
Yes. We are really trying to inspire more people. The way she inspired me and so many of my friends. Really, Project Find in Calcutta actually started out of a hobby home video. I was trying to make a small documentary during her canonization, and I interviewed some people, and in those interviews, I keep hearing Find Your Own Calcutta. So that's when I realized Mother Teresa, like, she's so joyful, and she served so many people, inspired so many people. She worked tirelessly while going through a dark night herself. But there are so many more elements to her life, her service, and her encouragement to others. Those are the things we want to reveal at this particular event. We would love to share some unique stories most people may not have heard before, and share also the experiences. I've been to Calcutta over 10 times now, and I take people on mission trips to experience that work at the Home for the Dying, which is really beautiful. It's really life-changing. And we just want to share that. And we're also looking into possibly doing a little play with some school-age kids. We want to just make it a fun evening and also an evening where you learn more about her life and legacy, along with we will share the opportunities that we have here in Dallas. And since we are a new organization and we started really after COVID, and since then we have had more than 1,000 volunteers and almost 3,000 hours we spent in serving the poorest of the poor here in Dallas. We just want to extend that invitation to more people And we will see where God takes this.
Yeah.
We just want to share that joy with others.
My guest is Anand Bhimrasetty. He's a president and program director of a new organization, really doing great work here in the Dallas area, Project Finding Calcutta. You can find them online at projectfindingcalcutta.com. And if you're interested in the Saturday days of prayer and corporal works and helping people in the community, our own little Calcutta, please find the schedule there and sign up. Anand, do you have an exact date and location? Is it going to be in person or virtual or hybrid or what are the particulars? Is there a cost for the event in September, or is that even been decided yet?
So to be honest with you, I was going to have everything lined up by today, to be able to share. But due to the situation in India, COVID, how deadly it has been there, I actually put some of that research on the back burner and pulled friends together to help whatever we can. So some of that information is not finalized yet, but there is a form where people can enter their information. It'll say, all the interested people, we will get back in touch with them and let them know the exact details, like when it is, where it is. We'd love to do it on the Feast of Mother Teresa, which is the September 5th, but that's also the day before Labor Day this year. So we want to do a quick survey and find out what people would like. So that's where we are on the date and the location. Anything else concerning the event, we have been working hard. If you don't mind me sharing about the situation in India.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, we with Project Finding Calcutta, my mission really was to work here locally, serve the poor. And Dallas is our Calcutta now. That is how all my friends, all my volunteers, there is a core team, we call them the blue team. We work together tirelessly every Saturday, connecting with so many people and building friendship and sharing Christ just through service. While building friendship with each other, it's become a good place for community. We are fostering that joyful giving culture. As we are doing that, I always, when I first heard about what's going on in India, it was too big. Thousands and thousands of people are dying there. And what we are seeing in the news, that up to 4,000 people are dying every day, I think it is underestimated, in my personal opinion, just knowing the magnitude and talking to friends and relatives. I mean, I personally am already losing some relatives. And by this time next month, by the end of May, every Indian person is going to lose dozens of relatives, if not their immediate family members. That is how bad it is. Literally every day I'm getting phone calls about somebody that I know, and that are my uncles or second, third cousins. They're dying. So so all of a sudden it just became too big in my mind. Like, what can we do?
Yeah.
It is so big and so far. Then one of my friends inspired me and said, like, well, you know, pointed me back to Mother Teresa. One of my another favorite quotes of Mother Teresa is, if you cannot feed 100 people, then feed just one.
Yeah.
So some of us friends are trying to do as small, as little as we can do, but with great love. And we are starting a prayer campaign, and we are also raising funds to help feed the poor or give money to the low-income families to buy medication and things like that in collaboration with local churches in India. So that is something we just started doing and would love everyone to join us in this effort. You can find out more about it on our website. This week, we started also praying every day at 3 o'clock, the Divine Mercy Chaplet. There is a phone number you can call, and you will be joining probably hundreds or maybe even thousands in listening to the prayer, and you can join and pray for the poor, sick, and lonely right now that are dying due to COVID.
All right. So all that information is on the website, projectfindingcalcutta.com, projectfindingcalcutta.com. Anand Bhimrasetty is the founder, president, program director. Are you a one man? And I know you've got, you know, you said like 1,000 volunteers, but as far as, you know, paid staff, so to speak, are you a one man operation right now, or do you have anybody else working for you?
That is it. I am a one man operation, and with the blessings of, you know, well, intersection of Mother Teresa and the grace of God. With both, it is growing fast, and soon I will be looking for somebody to help me so we can be at more parishes, and I would love to see this mission continue with or without me, and I really want to, yeah, grow it. So right now I'm doing everything, and that's also one of the reasons for the event in September. We would like to raise some funds to hire a team, but we do have a great team of volunteers. I just want to give a shout out to them. My blue team, my ambassadors, they have been phenomenal, showing up every Saturday on time, actually before I get there sometimes, and being guiding others to serve the poor. So with their help, we are doing great right now, but we definitely could use some help. So if anybody is looking for internships or even part-time jobs, would love to have you join our mission.
Yeah, and obviously something like this, you need some kind of funding, some kind of income. You talked about raising funds to go to India. How about maintaining, and we're down to about just about 2 minutes now, so we got to kind of wrap this up, but is there a place to donate online? Is the September event going to be a fundraiser? How are you funded?
Yes, so we are a 501c3, and it is run completely by people's donations, and most of the donations just go back straight to the poor, whether we are making snack bags or lunches or any resources that we're giving to people. And right now on the payroll, I'm just a part-time person because I also am trying to do side work so I can support my family. But yes, the September event will be a fundraiser. Anyone can donate online on our website, projectfindingcalcutta.com, and we are a 501c3, and our organization is under the umbrella of USCCB.
Yeah. All right, great. And last question is, are you formally, I know you mentioned this, the Missionaries of Charity Sisters, are you formally involved in them? Are they, obviously, they, I'm sure they love and support what you're doing, but are they directly involved in your group or no?
So we are great friends, but yeah. There is no formal ties. They stick to what they're good at, which is serving as the religious. And I know them personally, but we are not formally tied to them.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, I'm so glad we had this opportunity to not only for me to learn about what you're doing, but also to introduce you to a lot of people who I'm sure are very blessed that they know what you're doing. And I say this too often, and I get my family says, gosh, Dad, you commit us to everything, but I'd love to get my family out one of these Saturdays and do this and help out. So don't be surprised if you see the Palmer family out there, because I think this is just such a great way to serve and do something good. So projectfindingcalcutta.com is the website. Quenching the Thirst of Jesus Christ by Mobilizing Volunteers into Charitable Works Locally. My guest has been the president and program director of Project Finding Calcutta, Anand Bhimarasetty. Anand, thanks so much. I'd love to get another interview with you as we get closer to your September event and once all those details get worked out. And please let us know whatever we can do to help promote your great efforts on the radio, okay?
Definitely, Dave. Thank you so much. And we'd love to see you and your family. So I'll be looking out. And now that I have your email address and phone number, I'm going to be bugging you until I see you.
Okay. It's a deal. I don't mind being pestered for something good like this. So anyways, great discussion. Please visit again that website, projectfindingcalcutta.com. And we're grateful for Anand Bhimarasetty and the great work that he's doing. Pray for them, support them, get involved. There's a lot of things that we can all do. And thanks to Diane Xavier for running the board. Please, I know Anand would also echo, pray for India, support India, especially as they go through this tragic loss of life due to COVID right now in that country. And if you have ideas for future interviews, I love to get suggestions. Please email me directly, Dave Palmer at grnonline.com. And this has been the KTH 910 AM Interview of the Week here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. God bless you.